A weekend visit by Secretary of State Colin Powell to India and Pakistan has failed to produce new commitments to reduce tensions on their common border. India says it's unwilling to do more until Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf carries out his pledge to stop incursions into Indian-controlled territory. But when Powell met with Musharraf in Islamabad, the Pakistani president said he has already done what he promised.
You said to completely stop it, which means in the future, no, it is already stopped in the past and it is not taking place at all. And this is with all the conviction I am saying that. And whatever the Indian side is saying is absolutely baseless. So I don't have to do anything, we've already done it.
Powell's talks in both capitals illustrated disagreements in other areas, yet the Secretary of State said he is satisfied with the visits. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with the Secretary and joins me from Bangkok. Vicky, India says incursions by Pakistani-based militants continue. Pakistan says they've been stopped. What does the Secretary of State say after meeting both sides?
Powell says that the United States really doesn't have enough information to make an accurate determination of what's happening on the border. Powell said that Indian officials didn't provide him with any documentation or intelligence to substantiate their complaints and to take that information with them to Pakistan. But there have been several attacks on India since Musharraf originally made his pledge. I guess the question is whether Musharraf was in a position to prevent them. And Secretary Powell says the U.S. plans to monitor the border situation to try to figure out exactly what's going on.
Yet Secretary Powell says he's pleased with the meetings.
Yes, he told reporters on the plane from Islamabad to Bangkok that all sides acknowledge that tensions actually have eased over the last 6 weeks. There's some disagreement over the level of reduction. Powell attributed the easement primarily to frantic diplomatic intervention by American and other foreign diplomats. The secretary emphasized that he went to South Asia not expecting any sort of big breakthrough. He said his goal was to keep both countries moving in the right direction towards demobilization of their forces and possibly a dialogue. And Powell also said he was encouraged by the fact that both sides understand the need for talks to resolve their conflict. And he said he was pleased by Musharraf's reaffirmation of his pledge to permanently stop incursions.
What are the chances, do you think, that India and Pakistan actually will sit down and try to negotiate their differences?
Musharraf says Pakistan is ready to talk now. But until India sees more evidence that Musharraf is going to do what he says, talks, I think, are unlikely. Secretary Powell says that over time, if it's demonstrated that Musharraf is doing everything he can to stop the attacks on India, then the U.S. would be in a position to encourage India to stand down its forces and perhaps talk. But Powell said any talks probably are unlikely before the fall, after both sides have had the chance to assess results of elections in Pakistan and also in Kashmir, that's the disputed territory that both of the countries claim.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara in Bangkok, traveling with Secretary of State Colin Powell. Powell is on a trip through South Asia and Southeast Asia. His next stop is Kuala Lumpur. Vicky, thank you.
My pleasure.